Welcome to Bible Talk with Andrew and Jimmy. We hope you're having a great start to your week. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I can't complain. You know, we made a comment in a video a couple of weeks ago that we were going to get back to the podcast when we were making those announcements, and said it would be with a little twist. And here's the twist. It's a simulcast, basically. We got the audio for the podcast going, but we're also going to start trying to do a video to go along with the podcast. And as we said every week, thank you so much for your participation, for your feedback, for taking the time to listen to us talk.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably a little boring hearing Jimmy and Andrew talk all the time.
Well, they get to hear us a lot.
We certainly appreciate your feedback for this podcast. In the future, we'll talk a little bit about some future plans. We want to have our teens come on and ask some questions with us and a few different guest speakers. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's neat when you have one of the teenagers come in and say, "Hey, I got some questions. Can I participate?" And absolutely. And so, yeah, we're going to, from time to time, we'll have them sit in with us and ask their questions so that we can talk about that. And then we'll have some other guests on different subjects from time to time. But something to try to keep it, as we've said, relevant and as helpful as it possibly can be. We're going to do part two of last week's podcast on boundaries, and got a lot of feedback.
Yeah, great feedback. And so talking about boundaries part two, last week we discussed what boundaries were and a little bit of how they worked, and we hope to kind of overlap today on how boundaries work and how to develop those, maybe give some examples. But we said that boundaries are like property lines.
Yeah.
We mark those property lines. In our country, it's respected. If you come over to my house, you cross that boundary or that property line, you've invaded my privacy, pretty much.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing with boundaries, you know, spiritually, except those are a little bit harder to see. And so we've marked those property lines, and let's figure out what happens when somebody crosses those. Yep. We also need to figure out how to set those.
Agreed. And, you know, that's probably one of the main questions that I've received over the last week is how? You know, how do I set boundaries without feeling guilty? How do I set boundaries without being ungodly?
Yeah.
All of those are really good questions, and so those are some things that we thought would be helpful for us to talk about specifically. And with that in mind, what do you think is the biggest reason we feel guilty when it comes to setting boundaries? We set that, we talked a little bit about it last week, but just with your personal experience, we know we said guilt and things, but do you think that there's a fear of being ungodly when it comes to setting boundaries?
Yes. You know, actually, just talking about this podcast, something was said that I really liked, and what was said was sometimes we can almost be our worst enemies sometimes, and that brings guilt upon us because dealing with internal things is a war within us, especially when it comes to boundaries and guilt comes upon us. But there's this person, you know, in my life who every time they would go to their parents and then come back home, they would feel depressed.
Yep.
Or something would be wrong, and I would call them out on it. Hey, you know, why are you like this? It just seems you're a totally different person when you come back. And the response was, "What are you talking about? Like, I was just there for a couple hours." But, you know, what really arose from that was they did not have permission from their emotions, so to speak, to be a separate person from their family, from their parents, if that makes sense. But they learned how to make free choices about their life and to be free from guilt. The problem arose was that battle inside of them that made them feel guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's talk about some of that in this episode. And if you don't mind me grabbing this book real quick for those who are on the video, this is a book, Boundaries, by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend. And I would encourage anybody to read that book. We mentioned it last week. It's been very helpful. It's written from a Christian perspective, from a biblical perspective, I should say. And it has been incredibly helpful for me. But one of the things that they talk about is why boundaries need to be set, and they give this list of rules for boundaries, or laws for boundaries. And I'd like for us to talk about a few of them, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah.
The first one is the law of sowing and reaping. And we know that's a biblical principle. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 tells us that. It tells us, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. And, you know, the point that they make with this is the only way that we learn from our mistakes is if we experience consequences for our choices. And when you look at the law of sowing and reaping, God's not trying to be mean. He's not trying to be ugly. He's just trying to, you know, one of the reasons that he wants us to experience those consequences for bad choices is so that we will not make those choices anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the problems with not having healthy boundaries is sometimes, a lot of times, someone in our life makes bad decisions and they turn to us for help. And because we have no boundaries, we keep them from experiencing those consequences. And the result is they never change.
Yeah.
They never learn.
Yep. Well, I see it all the time, you know, in my full-time job is banking. You know, people will step in and maybe someone's account is negative. Well, a family member or something writes a check and covers that account. Or something happens, legal things happen, lawyers get involved, and this person tries to step in between that and help. Whatever the case may be, they step in between that, and the person who should receive those consequences are not feeling the consequences of that. And so now I'm in the middle of it, and I'm receiving the consequences, and you're not.
Yep.
What good is that to you? Right?
That's exactly right. And again, you know, you look at, you know, there are times where we can, you know, we can try to step in and assist and help. But if I am keeping somebody from ever experiencing negative consequences, I'm not helping that person. And I look at God. God's the perfect Father. Now, you look at what he did for us on the cross, what Jesus did for us on the cross. Jesus died the death that I should have died. So in that way, yes, Jesus stepped in for us. But if you look at it, God still allows us to experience consequences of sinful choices, even though Christ did that for us. So he's not going to step in and make it where we never feel any negative consequences. And here's why. And I heard this years ago, and it stuck with me. It hurts to hurt. It's not bad to hurt. And sometimes hurting lets us know, hey, this isn't healthy. And this wasn't a good choice. I don't want to make this decision again, and so I need to do something different next time.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that, actually.
So, law of sowing and reaping. You know, it's a biblical principle, and if God allows it, we need to allow it as well. And so that's one reason for boundaries.
Well, that's one of the things I love about the Bible is it's honest.
It is.
It doesn't sugarcoat anything.
It is. So. It is. The second law is the law of responsibility. And that is, I can't grow for you. You can't grow for me. I can't learn for you. You can't learn for me. And so we are responsible for ourselves. I'm not necessarily, I'm not responsible for everybody. And again, that can be a hard concept to grasp because, you know, we talk a lot about being our brother's keeper.
Yeah.
So how do we make sense of that?
Also think about how hard it is to say no.
Yeah.
I think that goes along with it as well.
Yeah. But, you know, I look at Galatians 6. You know, Galatians 6, 1 and 2 says, brothers, if anyone is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, go and restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, thinking of yourself, lest you also be tempted. And then verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so, to a certain degree, we are our brother's keeper. Like, we have to look out for one another. Mm-hmm. If I see you struggling with sin, I need to go and try to help you. Hey, I love you. You know, you're struggling here. What can I do to be of service? But mm-hmm. if you keep reading, Paul also makes the point there in Galatians 6 that we are responsible for ourselves. Yep. So you can't live faithfully for me. So we see that there is a line there.
Yep.
And if I'm not allowing someone to be responsible for themselves, it's just like the law of sowing and reaping. I'm not doing them any good.
Yep. Well, how do we go about the two? How do we set healthy boundaries between those two things? You know, I was reading Luke chapter 2 a little bit for a lesson. And what you find there, I believe around verse 39, you find Jesus teaching in the temple. His parents have lost him. They come back to try to find him, and they see him teaching in the temple. And he goes, I should be about my father's business,
yeah.
shouldn't I? And right there, Jesus has set a boundary.
He
goes, I know who I am
yep.
and who I'm not. And he tells his mother, you know, these are my opinions, these are my values. And he wasn't being mean about it.
He wasn't being angry.
You know, he was just setting that boundary already at a young age. You know, and this book actually talks about parents raising their children in such a way the Bible would have them to.
Mm-hmm.
An example was used about a child going to the dentist, and she says to her dad, I don't have to go to the dentist. I don't want to go. And he goes, you know what? You're right. You don't have to go. But you know what? If you want to go to that party tomorrow night, you better go to the dentist.
Yeah.
And it was right there. She was like, okay, fine. I'll go to the dentist.
Yeah.
You know, but what's she being taught there is making choices,
yep.
the right choices.
Yep.
It's not just a, no, you do what I say kind
That's
of thing.
Right.
Because if you do that, eventually your child is going to become resentful
yep.
of you as a parent.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I look at it with my own kids, and I still remember a conversation Lori had with our oldest, and she told him to do something he didn't want to, and, you know, she responded with, well, you don't have to,
mm-hmm.
but this will happen if you don't.
Yep.
And that's boundaries. You know, she, all right, you can make a choice, but there are going to be, you know, consequences. So
that.
They still
yeah.
get to make a choice,
yeah.
but they're also aware of consequences. And that's exactly what God does to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1 John 3 says that if we're a child of God, we're not going to keep on sinning, which means we're not going to, you know, sin is not going to be the norm in our life. Like, we're making inroads in our struggle with mm-hmm. sin. And, you know, John, you know, God in that is basically saying, listen, if you're going to be my disciple, this is how you're going to have to live. Like, you don't have to,
mm-hmm.
but these are the consequences if you don't, you
right.
know? And
yep.
so it's no different with, you know, with us. If, you know, it's, if God can do it and not be sinning or doing mm-hmm. anything immoral, we can too.
Yeah. So, and maybe the person wasn't raised like that.
Yeah.
And now just, you know, maybe they're in 20s or 30 years old trying to figure out how to set those healthy boundaries. You know, not all of us grew up in a great family.
Yeah.
So how do we decipher between helping a brother and taking care of myself? And the reality is, it's not selfish to work on yourself first. You have to figure out and set those property lines before you can help somebody else.
Well, I can't give what I don't have.
Exactly, yeah.
And the fact is, we try that, you know, to do that so many times, and it does. Instead of it being, I'm going to help out of compassion and kindness, it's more of a, I have to, which leads to resentment, which is not how we're to serve and, mm-hmm. and help anyway. And so, yeah. And so how do we go about it? Number one, we got to pray about it.
Yeah.
You know, we need to pray. James 1 says, if any lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And he gives all men liberally. If we're not praying about it, then we're starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
we need to be praying for wisdom. You know, we need to be, you know, we need to be asking God for courage and for strength and for all of these things. And we also need to be, you know, in his word, looking at how he set boundaries and how he approached people when those boundaries were crossed, or how he dealt with people when those mm-hmm. boundaries were crossed. And if we do that, we're not, it's going to be really hard to set boundaries just to be spiteful.
Yeah.
or hateful. What do you think?
Well, Psalm 139 comes to mind. Starting in verse 23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." And this verse shows us that God's desire is for you to know what your deficits are. Search me, you know, figure it out, and help me figure it out. One of the ways we do that is going to Him in prayer.
Yep.
One of the ways we do that is to look in His Word. Yesterday, I used an example of Harry Potter in the first movie. I forget what the mirror is called, of Ephraim or something. Somebody's going to correct me on that when this podcast gets posted. But Harry Potter looks into the mirror, and he sees his parents.
Yeah.
And then he calls his best friend over, Ron, and says, "Hey, do you see my parents too?" And he looks and he tries to act cool, and he's like, "Look, I'm the head of this school. I'm a sports champion." You know, being funny. But Harry's like, "Dude, we got to figure out why I'm seeing my parents." So he goes and gets his instructor, his teacher. His teacher ends up taking the mirror away and hides it. But the meaning of that mirror was, it's your deepest desires.
Right.
Harry's deepest desires was his parents in the mirror. Every time we look at God's Word, we're going to search ourselves and figure out what our desires are. And we're going to find out pretty quick what our mind is and our hearts are set on. Do I really want God to search me and figure out, you know, who I am now? And do I really want to grow?
Well, that's all Hebrews 4:12.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Hebrews 4:12 right there. And so pray, read God's Word. You know, look at it, because it gives us such a solid foundation. It really tells us and gives us everything that we need to know when it comes to boundaries. So how? Pray about it. You know, wisdom, godly counsel, all of those things are good and are necessary. And so what do we do? And this goes back to another question that we were asked and something that we touched on last week as well. How do I respond when someone crosses a boundary? How do I respond in such a way where that person knows, all right, a line was crossed, but yet I don't do so in an ungodly or a hateful, mean way? Because I never have a right to be ugly. I just don't. So how do we do that? And I know we're jumping around a little bit. We're just trying to answer some questions that we were asked when it came to this. So what are your thoughts on how? Like, how do we respond to someone when we set a boundary and they ignore that boundary and they cross it?
Well, preferably we want to avoid anger. I think that's probably number one. You know, be angry, do not sin. Yeah. Yeah.
So not avoid anger, but avoid sinning from anger.
Yeah, yeah. Go away and be angry. Don't say anything you don't want to say to someone. But maybe avoid justifying or rationalizing. Avoid apologizing to someone. You can offer a brief explanation if you like, but avoid trying to convince other people of what this boundary is. You know, people who win their lives do not feel guilty when they make choices about where they are going.
Yeah. And I think that's, man, that's a really, really good point when it comes to, you know, setting boundaries. You know, people will ask, well, why? I don't have to explain myself.
Yeah.
Like my wife, if Lori asked me, yes, you know, she deserves. But if as a family we set boundaries and somebody outside my family disagrees with that, or they want an explanation, or I don't have to justify that. And that may seem harsh, but it's what's best for us. Yeah. You know?
But listen, if that person truly loves you
and
wants a relationship with you, those limits that you set should not drive them away.
No.
You know, they should say, okay, I understand and respect that boundary.
Yep.
But, you know, what do you think?
Well, I want to go to something that the book talks about. They give an example that I can't remember if it was Dr. Cloud or Dr. Townsend that's telling the story, but one of their clients had a very unhealthy relationship with her father. Father did not respect boundaries or anything. This woman starts doing counseling with one of these doctors, and he helps her learn how to set boundaries. And he talks about how she calls her father in his office. Like, the doctor is with her as on speaker. You know, she has her phone on speakerphone so he can hear what the father is saying and everything. And you know, the daughter says this, and I'm paraphrasing, but she says, "I want a relationship with you." Mm-hmm. But the only way that we can have a relationship is if you respect this. Yeah. And I want you to do that. You don't have to. You know, you can keep living the life that you want to live or doing the things that you're doing. But if you don't start, if you don't respect this in, mm-hmm. in my boundaries, then it's going to change our relationship. Yeah. And in that, she's doing exactly what God does. This is my expectations. And if you're going to have a relationship with me, you're going to have to meet mm-hmm. these expectations. And you don't have to, though. But if you don't, it's going to affect our relationship. You know, things are going to change. And God does that. Like yeah. He tells us we can't just habitually sin. You know, yeah. we have to work on our lives. We have to change. And so that was eye-opening for me mm-hmm. when I read that. Because for the first time, it made me realize boundaries can be set without me being mean yeah. or ungodly. I can be respectful when I tell somebody, you've crossed a line here.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, God gave us anger, we said this last week, to let us know that we have to defend something, you know.
No.
I still have to, so I'm going to be upset, but I still have to, as you said, sin not.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, I have to manage that well. And, you know, God, he gets angry, you know, he hates sin. But when we repent, he forgives us.
Yep.
And he doesn't hold us against us. And so, you know, we need to understand that side of it too.
Yep. And I think we think, you know, intellectually, we set limits and risk losing a relationship.
Yep.
We're people made for relationships. Even in the beginning, in Genesis, it's not good for man to be alone. We're made for those relationships. And so it's very important for us to open up and have good relationships. And have good enough relationships where we're not afraid yeah. of losing a friendship or something over setting a boundary. You know, if we put ourselves in that spot where when we do set limits, we risk losing a relationship or we're afraid of losing that friend, that's when we go, okay, I'm not going to set that boundary because I don't want to lose that person. That's a dangerous spot to be in.
It is. And as painful as it is, sometimes, though, those relationships, you know, if somebody's not going to respect your boundaries,
yeah,
that relationship yeah. has to end. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but...
And that's I just want to mention this. It's the whole importance of making sure we have really good friendships. The Bible yeah. talks about that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to happen. All I'm saying is that there are those friends, and we need to have those friends that are going to stay no matter yeah. what.
Well, you know, you look at 1 Corinthians 5. Paul is talking about a Christian who refuses to repent of a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes this statement. Paul makes this statement. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. He says you got to get the leaven out.
Yeah.
And if somebody over and over again has demonstrated that they're not willing to respect healthy boundaries,
mm-hmm.
but just because they don't want to, you know, because they're being selfish or whatever, and that's really what it boils down to, is selfishness on their part. And you say, listen, you know, until you change, we can't, you know, our relationship isn't going to be what it, you know, we're not going to yeah. have, you know, we can't have one until you change. That's what, you know, that's getting rid of leaven
mm-hmm.
in your life. And it's painful, but sometimes it's necessary, unfortunately,
yeah.
because as we go back, I'm only responsible for me.
Yep.
I can't be, you know, I can't live for somebody else. And sometimes they need to experience those negative consequences.
Yep.
And last thing I have to say, I like what you said. If somebody really loves us and they really want what's best for us, when you start setting healthy boundaries in life, they're going to want to be your support system.
Yeah.
They're going to want to encourage you and help. It's and those are the ones that we really need to value, and we need to value everybody, but those are special relationships that we, you know, we need to hold on to.
Yeah. You know, I picture my dad when he bought me a dirt bike for my birthday, a little 50cc, and I had no idea what I was doing or riding it, but you know how he taught me? He let go of the gas and let me just go, and I ran that thing into a tree, and I kept going and kept doing that. you know, he was there to cheer me on and to support me, yeah. but he wasn't there holding the dirt bike all yeah. the way. You know what I mean? And that's the picture I kind of view with boundaries is, you know, it's time for you to fly, let loose. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to make some things. So don't be afraid, you know, to make those mistakes. It's all part of learning how to set those boundaries and those limits.
Yeah.
With all that being said, if we don't set limits, we are going to remain a prisoner in whatever situation we're in. Both ways, it's, you know, it sounds bad on the surface, but, you know, internally, in our hearts and our souls, it feels so much better when you have those healthy boundaries that are set.
Well, it's the lack of boundaries that causes me to be bitter
yeah.
and resentful. It's the lack of boundaries that causes me to be burned out and not to be, you know, any good to anybody.
Yep.
And the fact is, God created us. He created us to have boundaries. And chaos ensues when we don't follow His creation, mm-hmm. you know, how He designed it. God's way, it's always the best way.
It is, yep.
We hope we answered some questions. Do you have anything else?
That's it. For this podcast, that's all I have.
I know we are a few minutes over what we normally do, but thank you for your feedback. We pray that this has been helpful to you, and continue to talk to us. Continue to let us know, you know, some questions that you have or maybe things that we can do better.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, well, Andrew, you want to end us in a word of prayer?
Yep, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly approach Thy throne, thanking You so much for this avenue of prayer. We thank You that You're a Father and that You love us. We come to You thanking You so much for Your Son, Jesus, and setting examples for us to be able to set healthy boundaries. We're thankful for Your Word, and it inspires us to look at it as a mirror and reflect and search internally what we need to do to change. We pray for a person that may be needing to set boundaries. We pray that You would be with them and that they would look to You for guidance and help them the only way that You know how. We're thankful for Jimmy, thankful for this podcast, and all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being with us. We love you.
See ya.